After weather delays, response crews have made it to an oil spill roughly 50 miles north of the city of Kodiak. On Monday morning, according to a recent situation report from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, high winds caused a spill of up to 3,000 gallons of fuel at a facility on Port Williams on the southern end of Shuyak Island. As stated in the report, a dock collapsed and much of a building along with a fuel bladder fell into the water. The facility's caretaker originally drew attention to it. Jeff Merrill, the state on-scene coordinator with DOC, says the bladder contents were Bunker C fuel oil, a heavy oil that may have been there for some time.
I think because it's old, it's going to be harder for us to recover it. On the other hand, because it's old, it's not as gassy. A lot of the light ends have evaporated out of it, so it's a little probably a little safer from a worker safety perspective. Certainly, we're not seeing a lot of sheening, extending from it and out into the port.
Merrill says they'll be sampling the oil to learn more. The Coast Guard has contracted with Alaska Shadow on containment. Merrill says they conducted an initial site assessment.
The oil is fairly well contained in the immediate vicinity of the where the building collapsed. We're not seeing oil spreading throughout Port William or into Shuyak Strait. It seems to be pretty limited to the immediate vicinity. It's in the tide line, and there's a lot of debris in the area.
A Coast Guard spokesperson this afternoon said all four containment vessels were on scene and using a boom to clean up the spill. Merrill says they conducted an agency overflight Thursday with federal and state government representatives scanning for potential wildlife effects. He says they did not observe any oiled wildlife so far, but it remains a concern. Shuyak is mostly state parkland and natural habitat for sea otters, stellar sea lions, and a number of animals like seabirds.